Feel Free Europe Radio.
More of Acoustic Cafe is on the way after the news on VOA Music Mix.
Israel and Hamas declare 12-hour ceasefire in Gaza today. An Ebola death confirmed in Nigeria. I'm Bill Michaels, reporting from Washington. Israel and Hamas have agreed to a 12-hour ceasefire in Gaza today. The Israeli army says the truce will take place at 8 a.m. local time, or just about an hour from now, but the army says it will look for and destroy tunnels militants use to smuggle weapons into Gaza. A Hamas official says the militant group will also stop fighting for the 12-hour period. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Israeli media reports saying the cabinet has rejected plans for a 7-day ceasefire are wrong. Kerry says no formal proposal for a truce has been presented and that Israel wants changes in some of the language that would be used. Kerry said Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is committed to working toward a ceasefire. Nigerian officials say a man who died Friday tested positive for the dreaded Ebola virus. Nigeria becomes the fourth West African country to confirm the presence of Ebola, which has killed hundreds of people this year in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. Nigeria's health minister said the 40-year-old man became sick after arriving on a flight from Monrovia, Liberia, on Tuesday. He said the patient was quickly taken to a hospital and isolated after displaying Ebola-like symptoms. The minister said blood samples sent to various laboratories confirmed the patient had the virus. Officials say that all 118 passengers and crew are believed to have died when Air Algeria flight AH-5017 crash-landed in Mali on Thursday on its way from Burkina Faso to Algeria. The investigation is ongoing, but the crash is believed to have been weather-related. Jennifer Lizzuto has more from VOA's West Africa Bureau in Dakar.
Search teams have begun combing through the wreckage of Air Algeria flight AH-5017, which was found Thursday evening in the desert near the Malian town of Gossi, not far from the border of Burkina Faso. Rescuers say there are no signs of survivors, but they have recovered at least one of the plane's black boxes. The plane, which left Ouagadougou shortly after 1 o'clock GMT on Thursday, disappeared from radar about an hour later, after the pilots requested a change in course due to bad weather. Spanish airline Swift Air, which owned the Boeing MD-83 plane, said there were 110 passengers and 6 crew members on board. Almost half the passengers were French, and most passengers were in transit to Europe, the Middle East, and Canada. Jennifer Lazuda for VOA News, Dakar.
The Pentagon says it has information that a transfer of Russian arms to Ukrainian separatists is imminent. Pentagon spokesman Steve Warren made the statement Friday, saying officials believe the transfer will involve heavier caliber, more capable artillery systems than those used previously. The U.S. for weeks has said Russia is supplying the separatists with arms and equipment. Warren said the U.S. has seen the systems moving closer to the border of Ukraine. He said the transfer could be made within hours, although the Pentagon does not have an exact timeline. U.S. President Barack Obama met with leaders of 3 Central American nations Friday to ask for their help in stemming the flow of thousands of unaccompanied minors to the southern U.S. border. You can read more about this story at our website at voanews.com. What does the Sahara Desert have in common with a Caribbean island? Quite a lot, say researchers from the University of Miami. Their study shows that the iron-rich dust from the vast African desert carried 8,000 kilometers through the atmosphere across the Atlantic Ocean, nourished the specialized bacteria that produced the calcium carbonate to build up the Bahama Islands over the last 100 million years. Led by marine geologist Peter Swart, the scientists found high concentrations of 2 trace elements characteristic of Sahara's sand in samples of the seafloor along the Great Bahama Bank. The sediment there was created, Swart explains, needs 10 times more iron than other photosynthesizers because they fix atmospheric nitrogen. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
In Russian we say, лучшая музыка, музыкальный микс, голоса Америки.
Everybody says, the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
Let's start the second hour of Acoustic Cafe now. I'm Rob Reinhart. Last week on the show, we played you the latest Ketch Secor, Critter Fuqua, and Bob Dylan co-write from Old Crow Medicine Show's new album called Remedy. That song's called Sweet Amarillo. This week, we're going to play something that isn't a Bob Dylan co-write, but it's a great example of why this band won a Grammy Award, a CMA Award, an AMA Award, and they are the newest members of the Grand Ole Opry. The song from the album Remedy is Brushy Mountain Conjugal Trailer, Old Crow Medicine Show on Acoustic Cafe.
Trailer.
Give me a slide out double wide class A trailer. Wrap it up and razor wire. Take it to the jailer. Hurry up, honey, cause the hangman's down. I wanna dive a little before I put my jumpsuit on.
Flying one kingfisher is
I was lost, mind paints a lonely landscape at the cost.
Called Fox, P-H-O-X. Six kids grew up together in Baraboo, Wisconsin, but made the move to what they're referring to as the Portland of the Heartland. That would be Madison, Wisconsin, living together in a house and creating a full-length album, a self-titled debut from Fox. And we heard the song called Kingfisher. The seven-piece band, Old Crow Medicine Show, right before that, from their brand-new release, which is Remedy. And we heard Brushy Mountain Conjugal Trailer that opens the brand-new set from OCMS. Judith Owen is from England, but based in Southern California, and on her new album, which is called Ebb and Flow, she got together with some of Southern California's finest players that created her band for this record. That would be Russ Kunkel on drums, Leland Sklar, the bassist, and Waddy Wachtel playing guitar. And in this case, she radically reworks this Mungo Jerry hit from back in the early 70s, In the Summertime. Perfect for now, from Judith Owen on Acoustic Cafe.
Right up, you can almost touch the sky. When the weather is right, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, and go out and see what you can find. If her daddy is rich, take her out. Love everybody, and you do exactly what you feel.
gasoline. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's your philosophy. That's your philosophy. In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up, almost touch the sky. When the weather is right, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. You can find
footsteps in the snow. Taffeta, tight and shiny and tiny as a girl can go. I wanna fit you like a glove. How can I get your love? Watch you move, unforgiving and fierce. Won't you come over here? Just go to bed with you. She could wear a gun and try to keep the peace. Sometimes she wore nothing much and she cried herself to sleep. She could wear a uniform, but it wouldn't keep her. Wear a crown or a chain. She's gonna wear it for you. Taffeta. She's gonna
gonna wear it for you. Watch it move, unforgiving and fierce. Won't you come over here? And I'd rather not know anyone knew. I'd rather just go to bed with you. Watch it move, unforgiving and fierce. Won't you come over here? And I'd rather not know anyone knew. I'd rather just stay in bed with you.
His own music in the 1990s, the latter part of the last decade, saw singer-songwriter David Poe composing music for dance, music for contemporary ballet, as well as music for Palabolas, the dance company Palabolas, an album called Shadowland. But he now has a new album, a singer-songwriter album of his own called God and the Girl, from Southern California, David Poe, and the song called Taffeta. On Acoustic Cafe. And then before that, Judith Owen, also in SoCal. Ebb and Flow is her latest album, and we heard her cover of Mungo Jerry's In the Summertime. Well, if we go back 15 years, we're in 1999. We're in the third and final summer of Lilith Fair, and one of the new artists introduced on that tour was one who had been around in the UK for a few years prior, but was also releasing her debut called No Angel. The artist was Dido. She dropped by our studios on that tour and did this song called Thank You at Acoustic Cafe.
My tea's gone cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. Morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see at all. And even if I could, it'd all be great. But your picture on my wall, it reminds me that it's not so bad, it's not so bad. I drank too much last night, got bills to pay. My head just feels in pain. I missed the bus and there'll be hell today. I'm late for work again, and even if I'm never long imply that I might not last the day, and then you call me and it's not so bad, it's not so bad. And I want to thank you for giving me the best day of my life. No, just to be with you. Having the best day of my life. Push the door, I'm home at last, and I'm soaking through and through. And then you handed me a towel, and all I see is you. And even if my house falls down now, I wouldn't have a clue, because you're near me.
For a few years in the late 90s, she was working with her brother, Rollo, in a dance band called Faithless in the UK. But then she made her solo debut with an album called No Angel. That's Dido live in our studios doing the song called Thank You. And just ahead, Chris Smither celebrates 50 years with a double CD, Trampled by Turtles and Lila Foy, live here.
Music so real,
you can hear it.
VOA Music Mix.
The one put himself above me, who just loves me.
her second album, 1972's Give It Up. Bonnie Raitt moved away from the pure blues of her debut, where she'd done fine renditions of songs from Robert Johnson, Sibby Wallace, and others. On the second album, she wrote more originals and went to some of the hot new writers at the time, Eric Kaz, Jackson Browne, and a guy who'd arrived on the Boston scene some years earlier from his home in New Orleans, Chris Smither. Chris wrote the song Love You Like a Man. Bonnie changed it to Love Me Like a Man. You're hearing her version now. But Chris has remained active most of the last 40 years and is now celebrating 50 years in music by revisiting his songs on a new double CD called Still on the Levee. He left his home in the Northeast and went back to New Orleans to work with some great guests and some old friends, working up 25 of his songs. Here's Chris doing a new version of Love You Like a Man on Acoustic Cafe.
All these men you've been seeing, they got their balls up on the shelf. And you know they could never love you, baby. They can't even love themselves. You need someone who can. I could be, you know, I could be your lover man. Come on, believe me when I tell you I love you like a man. Cause I never seen such losers, I'll bet you never tried. To find a man that could take you home, never taking you for a ride. If you need someone who can, I could be, I bet I could be your lover man. Come on, believe me when I tell you I love you like a man. You laying down to cry. What you need is a man to hold you, not some fool to ask you why. Yeah, you know you need someone who can. Come on, believe me when I tell you I love you like a man. Yeah, cause they all want you to rock them like their back ain't got no bone. What you need is a man that can rock you like your backbone was his own. You need someone who can. I think I could be your lover man. Come on, believe me when I tell you I love you like a man. Yes, all these men that you've been seeing got their balls up on the shelves. And you know they could never love you, baby. They can't even love themselves. You need someone who can. And I could be your lover man. Believe me when I tell you I love you like I love you. Love you like I love you like a man.
Sitting there perfectly still. One of them up to no good. The other one doing what he totally should. We'll be right back.
parts of a feather may lay together, but the uglier one is always under the gun. Birds of a feather may lay together, but the uglier one is always under the gun. Birds of a feather may lay together, but the uglier one is always under the gun. Birds of a feather may lay together, but the uglier one is always under the gun.
And strangely beautiful moments. That perhaps is the oddest of all. I Think I Found the Culprit is the name of the song. It comes from Jack White's second album called Lazaretto, and very much like the first album, Blunderbuss, it is filled with beautiful surprises all the way throughout. One of the bass players on that album, by the way, Catherine Popper, whom we met last week as a member of the band Puss in Boots. Before that, we heard Chris Smither. He's celebrating 50 years on in the music business with a double CD, a beautiful set, great booklet, nice package. It's called Still on the Levee, and we heard him doing his song from the early 1970s called Love You Like a Man with a whole new band from Chris Smither. Well, at first glance, it seems really strange that Lowe's frontman and founder, Alan Sparhawk, would be producing the new album from Trampled by Turtles. Lowe's, a slowcore indie rock band out of the 1990s, they're still active today. Trampled by Turtles was founded in 2003. They're a jam band. But perhaps the mystery is solved when you realize that both bands hail from Duluth, Minnesota. Let's listen to something from the new album from Trampled by Turtles. It's called Wild Animals. The song Silver Light on Acoustic Cafe.
Thank you.
Singer-songwriter Lila Foy, who for a couple of years was going by the band name Wall. Well, she came out from behind the wall, put her proper name on an album called Mirrors the Sky, including that song called Feather Tongue, which she performed live in our studios at Acoustic Cafe earlier this summer. Before that, Trampled by Turtles, they have a new release. It's Wild Animals, and it's produced by Alan Sparhawk of the band Low. And we heard the song called Silver Light, new from Trampled by Turtles. And just ahead, it's back to the Leon Loft with more from our in-studio guests this week, Abner and Amanda Ramirez. They go by the name Johnny Swim.
If it's true that music makes the brain work better,
we've got enough to make you a genius.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. And it's time now for more with our in-studio guests, taped live in front of a studio audience at the Leon Loft, which is headquartered at Leon Speakers. Our guests this week, Abner Ramirez and Amanda Sudano Ramirez. They go by the name Johnny Swim.
Amanda, you know, both of your parents were in music as big as commercial music could possibly be.
So I've heard.
Yeah. Your mom, the late Donna Summer.
Thank you.
And your dad, Bruce Sedano, who co-wrote a lot of those huge records with her and was in the band Brooklyn Dreams that played with her in that period of time, the late 1970s. All of this is to say that both of your parents would have had lots of reasons to counsel you against doing this and for doing this, and I'm wondering if they did either.
You know, their biggest thing was to be passionate about something. So all my sisters kind of did different things, and I was the one that you know, chose music. But as soon as I started sing, they would always encourage us to sing. It's like, oh, you're born, sing something for us. Like, everybody's got it. It's the joke, you know, at Christmas time when the certain uncle starts singing, that's the time to leave, because it's just all downhill from there. So it wasn't really a surprise that I started singing, but I was always by far the shyest one. So I think they never really expected it. And then when I was like, oh, this is what I want to do, they were like, yeah, okay, go for it. And they were just happy that I was excited about something in my life.
And you could see it in both of them. When we started singing together, you could see in Don and Bruce how excited they were, that they felt like their kinship and their kind of legacy was passed on pretty in a parallel way, that we're together, married, singing songs.
Yeah, because I've got all these great pictures of my parents, you know, like in the studio together and like on the tour buses together. And, you know, we've got them in minivans together now.
Yeah, so, sure, far.
Yeah, right. So far. You know, but we've got a lot of similar, you know, pictures around the house. And that was always, I think, really special to my parents. Like, oh, we remember the good old days when we were in vans. But, okay, we were in tour buses, but still, you know.
Big tour buses.
Thank you.
place at the table for your daughter and son. We'll be out on that highway, fading quick like the sun. So don't you stay up late waiting. All we've only begun. Yeah, we've only begun. And make no mistake. Chase down the sun, hands off the break. Oh, we can die when we're done. Let's live while we're young. Let's live while we live while we're young. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Got my hand Bible, hold it fine like a gun. While you pray for revival, I'm already living in one. Won't pass up on the danger, I'd miss out on the fun. Won't miss out on the fun, no.
So make no mistake.
Make no mistake. Make no mistake.
We live while we're young. We'll chase down the sun, hands off the break. Oh, we can die when we're done. Let's live while we're young. Let's live while we're young. Ooh, 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 hey.
And seek surrender with taunts enough to turn her agency. But the only way you'll find to quench these embers is killing me, killing me, killing me.
Oh, let the stages burn and the cheers turn into scowls.
The original from the new album, which is called Diamonds. This is our in-studio visit tape live at the Leon Loft back in June with the band Johnny Swim. on Acoustic Cafe.
So really, finally, I wanted to ask, you know, as husband and wife and a creative partnership together, quite often you may find yourselves writing songs that pertain to or are caused by the actual relationship that you have.
I think maybe that was more so when we were dating and when we were first married. When we were writing this record, though, we had just gone through losing his dad and my mom and my grandmother all within 10 months. And we were, like, in this boat that was like, we're not going down, you know? And so it was really, like, that song in Diamonds, it was like what was coming out of us was less about our relationship and a lot more about loss in general, or about dealing with other people in your life when you're going through something difficult, because you kind of don't realize how much other relationships change, you know? Like when... You know,
friendships and family,
like all the dynamics change. So we explored a lot of that together, but it was less about us, especially on this record.
The older songs were directly about our relationship and how we relate to each other. But certainly these songs are about us in the sense that they're about how we get, what we have to do to get through what we're going through. And I think it's absolutely true what you mentioned. And I think that was new to us, and it wasn't something we knew immediately, that we, things, even thoughts in our own minds and a sense in our own heart reveal themselves to us in the writing process sometimes. There's ways to say things in a song maybe because you're trained to, or maybe because you have practice in, you know, maybe approaching a certain part of your heart that you don't know how to in conversation, or even just in time quietly thinking to yourself.
The other part of this is that you are probably each other's best sounding boards. I mean, if you have a new idea.
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
In all
right.
The greatest and worst ways, yes.
Right. No, so there isn't anybody on the outside that's going to hear something first.
Right.
There, I mean, which means that you have to have a kind of a uniquely tough skin to hear critique of something that you've just created, sweated over, and you love, and your loved one may not love it.
I do believe you have a camera in our apartment.
There's no such thing as privacy anymore after
right.
It's over.
I am, in the traditional sense of this word, I am definitely the lady in the relationship because I have the thinnest skin of the two of us. She grew up in a household where you write songs because it's raining outside, you record it, your dad critiques it, and you go and make it better. I grew up in a house where I spit on the piano by accident. Mom's like, that was beautiful, son. You're so wonderful. Oh, have I told you how talented you are? So I'll pour over a lyric or I'll pour over something. But she's just at the grocery store. Just 20 minutes, but it'll be everything. I mean, to me in that moment, like, babe, listen. And I have the worst timing because she'll start cooking. And I'm like, babe, yeah, listen. And she's like, babe, I'm cooking. It's not a good time. I was like, yeah, but you have to hear this. And I'll play it. And she's like, yeah, I mean, whatever, I guess. It's okay. I'm like, what do you mean, yeah, whatever?
We allow ourselves some grace for those moments. I've gotten better at talking to him about them. Like, oh, yeah, I think I like that. Why don't you play it for me again in a little bit? Let me think about it for a minute. And that gives him a little time to be like, oh, okay, yeah, maybe I don't like it as much. Or, you know, Britton Newbill, who we write with, that we were speaking of earlier, he's kind of like our marriage counselor, also writing partner, because he usually comes in if we're stuck. You know, it happens more so that we'll be stuck at something. Like, I really like this, and I think the song should go this way. He thinks the song should go that way. And we're just not budging, you know? And then we bring Britton over, and he either, like, is like, what about this new way? Or is like, no, Abner's right. And I'm like, okay, fine. And then it's easy. I'm like, whatever. Okay, fine.
And we'll the biggest thing he does is he takes us out of battle mode because we can get there quick. Like, we're writing, no, I love this, and I love this. And it's a fight to get what you want out of it. And one of the biggest things I've learned in marriage at all is realizing that we're on the same team. Yeah. And songwriting's been a great process for that because she'll want
this,
I want that. But at the end of the day, this song has potential to be great. So whatever I have to give, let me pick my battles appropriately to get the outcome that we're both shooting for together. But Britton really helps us diffuse that because we don't want to fight in front of him.
Right around the corner, down by the canyon, I met a man who lost his way. He said, I'm sub on the son of a sailor who never showed me his face. My mama met a maker. Oh, to hell with that place. So I said, quit your talking, your sideways walking. Time to find another path to take. Quit your whining, no bloodshot crying. Faking like you're dying never pays. Just go home. Oh, hey, some home. Her name was Peggy Sue, and her daddy hung the moon. In her eyes, he could do no wrong. Then he started drinking. Now there's a message in the bottle, and daddy's painted Peggy black and blue. She closes her eyes through the hero's demise, holds to a hope beyond the sky. Oh, she takes on her breath, her weight comes off her chest. She finds a way to weather through the storm. Cries out, oh, I need me some home. This train to California at 25 years of age or so. Sat beside me was a lovely rose wanderer.
That's fancy.
Two's always better, they say. So she made all my plans, gave me a hand. We ain't got no time for looking back. Oh, I was bruised. Lost for many reasons. Only love will make you understand. Oh, my soul, love me some home. Yes, I do. Said I love me some home.
If we got 30 seconds extra, we'd like to take y'all back to Tennessee with us real quick. Sounds like this. One,
two, one, two. Johnny and June, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson
ever since the fire broke out. I'm going to Jackson, going to mess around. I'm going to Jackson. Look at J.E.X. in town. Oh, look out. Look out. Look out. Look out. We're all bruised and beaten, lost on a count of many reasons. But only love will make you understand.
The original from the album called Diamonds. Our in-studio guest this week on Acoustic Cafe, the band Johnny Swim. That's Abner Ramirez and Amanda Sudano Ramirez. And you will find the new album on the Big Picnic Records label. And you can find out more about sessions at the Leon Loft and lots more by going to our website, acafe.com. You can find out more about the Leon Loft at leonspeakers.com as well. Our Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, archives, e-newsletter, all of that you will find at acafe.com. We are busily working on a brand new website that I think you're going to like a lot. We should be unveiling that within a matter of weeks. But for now, you can catch the archives by simply going to acafe.com, clicking on the Listen tab, and hear all kinds of great stuff that's aired on the program in the last 18 months or so. Again, acafe.com. We'll be back in a moment to wrap things up here and tell you about next week.
You've been begging for more variety.
Input noted.
VOA Music Mix.
Next time on Acoustic Cafe, some more new music from the Nickel Creek folks, including a brand new solo album from one of the three just out. We're going to revisit a classic from the late 70s from Pete Townsend and Ronnie Lane. They did one album together by listener suggestion. We'll get to that. Plus new John Hiatt, Stu Larson, and our in-studio guest for the week will be a woman named LP that you're going to like a lot. Many thanks to those making the show possible this time, Leon Speakers and the Leon Loft, where we tape today's guest, Johnny Swim, and are doing sessions through 2014. You can find out more about about both at leonspeakers.com, as well as Subway Sandwiches. Find out more about them, subway.com. We're a copyrighted production of RDR Radio, writing and production help from Susan Barnes. Ani DeFranco wrote and performed our theme called The Million Dollar Intro. And Ed Magnus, well, he said there's nothing more embarrassing, but he keeps trying. Till next time, I'm your host, Rob Reinhart. Have a great week.